Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pearce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pearce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Doby reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen takes first base on ball four. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Keen goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Billy Pearce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to home to get Phillips. Hatfield moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Heft moves to second. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Keen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.